Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Eli in Parsha's Vayera. That's Perek Yotes Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And Light had just asked if he could run to a city called Soyar. It was a small city, instead of running to the mountain, which is where Avram lived. So Vayemir Lev, he said to him, Hineinu Sasi Punecha, I've considered this for you, Gamadar Azeh, even for this thing, Levilti Hafchias Yer Shedbarta, not to turn over the city that you've spoken about. Maher Himalayt Shama, quickly flee over there, Ki Lo Yuchalas Is Dover, because I can't do anything Adbei Hashama until you get there. Al Kan Kar Shemer Yer Soyar. That's what this city's name is, Soyar. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Gamal Davar Azeh, Lo Deyecha Shetanitol, not only are you going to be saved, El Af Kala Yeratzel Begalecha, I'm also going to save this entire city because of you, because you want to run over there. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Ki Lo Yuchalasoiz, Zeh Anshen Shem Malachim Al Sha'amru, Ki Mashchisa Manachnu. This is the punishment that the Malachim said that we're going to destroy the city, as if they were able to destroy it without Hashem's help, V'salwa Davar Ba'atzmam, and they said they're able to do it on their own. Lefikach, therefore, Lo Yizazu Musham, they weren't able to move Ad Shehuskaku Loimer till they had to say She'ena Davar Bershusan, it wasn't up to them. That's why he said, Ki Lo Yuchalasoiz, I can't do anything. Rashi says, Ki Lo Yuchal L'Shan Yachid, he's actually saying, I'm unable to do this. Mikana Tolomid, from here we learn once again, Sha'echad Hefech Re'echad Matil, one of them was turning over Zedayim, and the other Malach, he was saving light. Shein Shnei Malachim Nishlachim Davar Echad, because two Malachim are not sent for one thing. Al Kain Kar Shem Yer Tzayar, Al Shem Vihi Mitzar. Vihi Mitzar means it's small, so that's why its name is Tzayar, because it means it's small. Back to Chomish Pasuk Chav Gimel, Hashem Ashiyatza Al Aretz, the sun rose over the land, V'loit Batzayra, and light got to Tzayar. V'Hashem Himtir Al Sudayim V'Al Mayra Gafris V'Esh, and Hashem had rained onto Sudayim and Amayra sulfur and fire, Me'ez Hashem and Hashemayim, from Hashem, from Shemayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Dalet, V'Hashem Himtir, Kol Makam Shenemar V'Hashem, that means Hu Ubeis Zinoi, it's Hashem and His Bezdin up in Shemayim. Himtir Al Sudayim, V'Alois HaShachar, Hashem had already rained it upon them by Alois HaShachar at the beginning of the day. K'may Shenemar, like it says, U'K'may HaShachar Allah, it was just about morning time. Shosh HaLavanoi Medes Barakia Im HaChama, this is a time where the moon is still in the sky with the sun. And why is it that Hashem destroyed Sodom particularly at that moment? Some of them serve the sun, some of them worship the moon. Amar Kosh Baruch Hashem said, Im Epar Mehem Bayim, if I'm going to punish them during the day, you Avdi Levana Aymrim, so those that worship the moon are going to say, Ilu Hayu Balayla, if it was at nighttime, Shalvana Mashalas, when the moon has dominion, so Lo Hayinu Charevim, we wouldn't be destroyed. And Vim Epar Mehem Balayla, if I punish them at nighttime, you Avdi Achama Aymrim, so then those that worship the sun would say, Ilu Hayu Bayim, if it was during the day, Shalvana Mashalas, when the sun has dominion, Lo Hayinu Charevim, we wouldn't be destroyed. That's why the Pasuk says, Uchamai HaShachar Allah, it was just about morning time. Vinifra Mehem, and he punished them, Bishash Achama Vihalavana Mashlam, at a time where both the sun and the moon are visible in the sky, so no one was able to say, oh, if it would have been in my time, so then we wouldn't have been destroyed. Himter Gafas Va'esh, it says that he rained upon them Gafras and Esh. But Chila Matar, at first it was just rain, Vinasa Gafras Va'esh, and then it turned into sulfur and fire. Skip this Rashi, go to the next Rashi, Min HaShamayim. What does that mean, from Shamayim? V'husha Amar Kasav, that's what the Pasuk says, Kivam Yadin Amim. With them he judges nations, referring to the clouds. Kishabal Yasra Abrias, when Hashem wants to punish the creations, Mevi Aleim Esh Min HaShamayim, so he brings them fire from Shamayim, Kimash HaSlosdem, like he did to Sodom. And Chishabal hired Haman, but he wants to do something good. Let's say he's bringing down the man, Min HaShamayim, that also comes from Shemayim. It says in the Pasuk, Hineni Mamter Lechem, Lechem Min HaShamayim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'yafaych HaSa'arim O'el, and he upturned these cities, V'eiz Kol HaKikar, and the entire plain, V'eiz Kol Yashvei Arim, and all the inhabitants of the cities, V'tzemach HaAdama, and the vegetation of the land. Let's see Rashi V'yir Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'yafaych HaSa'arim, and he turned over the cities, Arbatan Yoshves B'Sela Echad, they were all on the same piece of bedrock, V'afachan Milmal Amata, and he actually took this entire piece of rock and turned it upside down. Shenamar says, B'chalmish Shalch Yadai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Vav, V'atabet Ishtei Marcharv, and his wife looked behind him, Vatihin Nitziv Melech, and she became a pillar of salt. Let's see Rashi V'yir Pasuk Chavav, Vatabet Ishtei Marcharv, Ma'acharav Shalot, she looked behind Loit, Vatihin Nitziv Melech, she turned into a pillar of salt, B'melech Chata, she sinned with salt, V'melech Laksa, so therefore she was struck by becoming a pillar of salt. How is it that she sinned with salt? Amar La, he told her, Tani Ma'at Melech L'archam Alalu, give a little bit of salt to our guests. Amar La, she told him, Af Minig Hara Hazah, Ta Bal Ha'anig Makmazeh, you want to bring this terrible custom of welcoming guests even into this place, and because she sinned with salt, so therefore she was punished by turning into a pillar of salt. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayish came Avram Babayka, Avram woke up in the morning, El Malkaim Asher Amad Shem Es Pnei Hashem, to the place where he stood before Hashem. Vayish Kef Al Pnei Sudayim V'Amayra, and he gazed out onto Sudayim and Amayra, V'Al Kol Pnei Eretz HaKikar, and onto the entire land of the plain. Vayar, and he saw, V'hinei Al Kitar HaAretz, behold, the smoke of the earth rose, Kikitar HaKivshon, like the smoke of a lime pit. Vayhi B'Shachis Elikim Es Ar HaKikar, and it was that Hashem destroyed the cities of the plain, Vayishkar Elikim Es Avram. Hashem remembered Avram, Vayishalach Es Light Mitoich HaFeicha, and he sent light forth from this upturning, V'Hafeich Es Ar Masher Yishav V'Hen Light, when he turned over these cities that light was dwelling in them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Tes. Vayizkar Elikim Es Avram. Ma'o Zechirasa Shel Avram Al Light. What is this remembrance of Avram onto light? Nizkar Shehayo Light Yedea Shesar Ishta Shel Avram. He remembered that light knew that Sar was actually the wife of Avram. V'Shama Shamar Avram Mitzrayim Al Sar Achaisihi. And he heard that Avram had told the Mitzrayim that Sar was his sister. V'Loy Gila Davar, and he didn't tell anyone. Shehayo Chas Olav, he had compassion on Avram. V'Fikach Therefore Chasakash Baruch Olav, Hashem had compassion on light as well. Back to Chumash Pasuk Pasuklamid, Vayal Light Meet Sire, Light went up from Sire, he left Sire, Vayesha Bahar, and he dwelled in the mountain, Ushtemanis of Imai, his two daughters were with him, Kiyari Lashavis with Sire, he was afraid to dwell in Sire, Vayesha Bahamara, he dwelled in a cave, Ushtemanis of, he and his two daughters. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuklamid, Kiyari Lashavis with Sire, why was he afraid to dwell in Sire? That's Lafisha Haisak Kravelistem, because it was very close to Sudaim, so he was afraid it was going to get punished as well. So back to Chomish Pasuklamid Aleph, Vatayra Bahira al Tsira of Venus Akane, the older one told the younger one, our father's old, Vish Ain Ba'aretz Love Elenu Kedar Chala'aretz, and there's no man in the land that could come upon us that could have relations with us like the regular way of the land. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Lamed Alpha, Vinu Zakin, Vimle Achshav Emasai, and if we don't do something now, then it's going to be too late. Shema Yamas, perhaps he's going to die, Ayifsek Mel Hailid, or he's going to be too old to have children. Vish Ain Ba'aretz, Sivuras Hayusha Kala Ilam Nechrav, Kemoy Dar Mabel, they thought the entire world was destroyed like the Dar Hamabel. So back to Chomish Pasuk Lamed Beis, what did the older one suggest to the younger one? Lecha Nashke Asavinu Yain, Vinishkava Imai, let's give our father wine and we'll lay with him, Unchaya Meavinu Zara, and we're going to give life to children through our father. And they gave their father wine to drink that night. And the older one laid with her father, and he did not know with her lying down or with her getting up. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Where did she have wine from? They actually found wine in this cave, and the reason why there was wine there, Hashem put it there, is that we could have two nations come from them, and we're going to learn about those nations soon. She laid with her father, and with the younger daughter, it says, she laid with him. Tzeira, the younger one, she didn't start this act of immorality. It was really her older sister's idea. Her sister taught her. So the pasuk spared her and didn't explicitly say something embarrassing about her. But the older one, she started this act of immorality. The pasuk says explicitly that she laid with her father. When it says uvkuma, when she got up, about the older one, it actually has a dot on top of it, and it's harei ki'ilu loy nechtav. It's as if it's not written. Loimar, meaning to tell us shebekuma yada, that he actually didn't know what happened when she did get up. Vafal pikein, even so, loy nishmar lel sheni milishtais, he didn't withhold himself from drinking the second night, even though he knew what happened the first night. Back to Chomish Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayhi Machras was the next day. Vatayim Rabbi Chiral Tzeira, and the older one said to the younger one, Hein shechafti emesh as avi, last night I laid with my father. Nashkenu yain gam halayla, let's give him wine to drink tonight also. Ubayi shechvi imai, and then you should lay with him. Unchaya meavinu zara, and we'll give life to children through our father. Vatashkena gam balayla, hu es avien yain, and that night they also gave their father to drink from the wine. Vatakamatzir vatishkav imai, and the younger one got up and she laid with him. Veloyada b'shichva of kuma, and he didn't know in her laying down or getting up. Vatarena shtei b'nei sloit meavien, and the two daughters of light conceived from their father. Vatelet habechira bein, and the older one gave birth to a son. Vatekra shmai mayav, and she called his name mayav, hu avi mayav adayim, he's the father of the nation of mayav until today. Vatziira gam hi yalda ben, and the younger one also gave birth to a son. Vatekra shmai ben ami, and she called his name Ben Ami, who Avi Bnei Amayin Adayim, he is the father of the nation Amayin till today. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vatareno, Afal Pisha Eno Isha Misabres and Birushan, even though usually the first time a woman is with a man, she's not able to get pregnant. Elu Shaltu Ba'atman Veitzu Arvas and Lachotz, they took control of themselves, they took out their Ervav and his Abram Birushan, and they became pregnant for the first time they were with a man. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Rashi tells us, Mayav, Zushala Haisat Snua, Pirsa Moshimea Viahu. This one, she was not Snua, she was not modest. This is talking about the older one, so she gave a name that everyone knows that it's from her father. Mayav means Mayav, from father. Avol Tzeira, the younger one, Kuratu Lashay Nikia, she called her son in a little bit more of a refined manner, the Kiblos Chari Mei Moshe, and she actually received reward for that in the days of Moshe. Shenever Vnei Amayin, it says about the nation of Amayin, Va'al Tiskar Bam Klal, that we have an Issa, we're not allowed to provoke them at all. But Uba Mayav, regarding the nation of Mayav, Lehizer Elo Shalay Lachim Bam, Klai Yisrael was only commanded that they're not allowed to fight with them, Avol Tzarin Hitter Lai, however, to provoke them and to bother them, that is permitted. And now back to Chomish Parakhov Pasuk Aleph. Vayisa Misham Avram Arzon Negev, and Avram traveled from there down towards the south, Vayeshev Bein Kadesh Uvein Shur, and he dwelled in between Kadesh and Shur, Vayogar Begrar, he dwelled in Grar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Vayisa Misham Avram. So why did Avram leave? Why did he move? Kishara Shacharva Akrachim, Pasuk Avram Bashavim, when he saw that all these cities were destroyed, and now there's no more passersby, Nasalei Misham, so he traveled from there, he decided to move because there was no more guests. Davar Acher, another reason why he left, is Lesrachik Milait. He wanted to stay far away from light, Shiyatzal of Shem Ra, because his bad name was circulating about him, Shabal Benesav, that he was with his daughters, so he wanted to stay far away from light. Back to Chomish Pasuk Beis. Vayemer Avram al Sarah Ishta Chaisihi, and Avram said about Sarah his wife that she's my sister. Vayishlach Avimelech Melech Gar Vayikach Sarah, and Avimelech the king of Gar sent for and he took Sarah. Vayavel Kim Avimelech Bachlai Malayla, and Hashem came to Avimelech in a dream in the middle of the night. Vayemer Lani said to him, Hin Chames al Isha Shelo Kachto, you're going to die because of this woman that you took, Vihibu Lazbal, she's married. Vavimelech like Haravela. Avimelech, he did not come close to her. Vayemer, and he said, Hashem, Hagoy Gam Sadik Tari, will you also kill a righteous nation? Halayhu Amarle Chaisihi, he told me that she's my sister. Vihigam And she also said that he's my brother. With the innocence of my heart and cleanliness of my hands, I did this. And Hashem said to him in a dream, I know that out of the innocence of your heart you did this. And I also prevented you from sinning to me. That's why I didn't allow you to come close to her. But now, you have to return this married woman because he's a Navi, he's a prophet. And he's going to daven for you and you're going to live. And if you do not return her, you're going to die, you and everything that you have. So let's see Rashi over here, try to understand what's going on over here. Pasuk Beis and Rashi tells us, Bayomer Avram, Kalai Nato Rishos. Over here, he didn't ask Sarah permission to say that you're my sister. El Al Karcha, he said this against her will. Shloi B'Toy Vasa, it was without her agreement. And why is this he didn't ask her permission? Lefisha Kvar Lukcha Beis Parai Deikin, she was already taken by Parai, even using this excuse. So he was afraid that if he would ask her, can I say that you're my sister, she would say no. Pasuk Dalan Rashi, Loi Karavei Leha. Vimelch wasn't able to get close to her. Hamalch Menoy, there was a malch that was preventing him. Kamash Shemar, like it says, Loni Satichal and Goya Leha. I didn't let you get close to her. Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarek, Avimelch says, will you also kill a righteous nation? Afimut Tzadik Targenu, even if he's righteous, are you going to kill him? Shemakach Tarkhala Abed Umas Chinom. Perhaps this is what you do, Hashem, that you just destroy nations for no good reason. Kachas Yisrael Dar Hamabul, Dar Haflaga. That's what you did to Dar Hamabul and Dar Haflaga. Afani Aimer Sharaktim Aloy Dover. I'll say that you killed him for no good reason. Kshem Shah Ta'imer Largeni, for the same reason that you're saying that you want to kill me now. I didn't do anything wrong. Rashi Pasak, hey, Gam He, she also told me that he was her brother. The rabbis of Vadim Gumal Mechamarim Shalah, this includes everything that she had. As Kulam Sha'alti Va'amruli, I asked all of them, and they said, Achiyahu, he's her brother. Besam Lavavi, out of the innocence of my heart, Shalai Dimisi Lachtai, I didn't really think to sin. Uvenikayan Kapai, Naki Ani Michet, I'm clean from sin. Shalai Nagati Ba, because I didn't touch her. Pasak Vavin Rashi, Hashem told him, Yodati ki besam Lavavcha, I know that you did this out of the innocence of your heart. Emes Shalai Dimisi Mitchil Lachtai, you're correct. In the beginning, you had no intention to sin. Aval Nikyan Kapayim Einkan, but you do not have cleanliness of hands over here. Lain Satiha, I was the one that didn't allow you to touch her. It's not that you decided you weren't going to touch her. I was the one that prevented you from sinning. I didn't give you kayach. Pasuk Zayin and Rashi, Hashem said, you have to return this married woman. Don't think to yourself, maybe she's going to be degraded now in her husband's eyes and he's not going to take her back. Or he's going to hate you and he's not going to daven for you. For he's a prophet. He's going to know that you didn't touch her. Therefore, he's going to daven for you, as the next psukim say. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Avimelech got up early in the morning, and he called all of his servants. And he said all this over to their ears. And they were very afraid. And Avimelech called Avram. And he said to him, what did you do to us? What did I sin to you? That you brought upon me and my kingdom this great sin. Things that are not done, you did to me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. What does that mean? Things that are not usually done. Plague which usually is not visited upon people. It came to us because of you. All of their orifices were stuffed up. And of urine and excrement was naim in their ears, v'chaitim in their nose. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. Avimelech said to Avram, Ma Ra'isa, what did you see? That you did this. So Avram said, I said, Rakin Yerzal Kim Makamazeh, there's no fear of Hashem in this place. They're going to kill me because of my wife. And Vigam Amna, moreover, Achaisi Bas Avihi, she's my sister, the daughter of my father, Achloi Bas Imi, but not the daughter of my mother. And then she became my wife. And it was when Hashem caused me to wander from my father's house. So I told her, this is the kindness that you could do with me. I'll call Makamashar Nova Shama, every place that we get there, Imri Li Achihu, just say that I'm your brother. Let's rash over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Avram said, Rakin Yerushalayim, there's no fear of God in this place. How did he know that there's no fear of God? Achsonai Shabalair, when you have a guest that comes to city, Al Iske Achilu Shtia Shalim Maisai, they usually ask him, do you have food? Do you have drink? Do you have a place to sleep? Al Iske Ishtai Shalim Maisai, or do they ask him about his wife? Ishtachahi or Achaschahi, is this your wife or is this your sister? And since they asked me if it was my wife, and they didn't ask me anything about food or lodgings or anything like that, I realized that there's no fear of Hashem in this place. And Pasuk Yud Bezin Rashi, Achaisi Bas Avihi, she is my sister, the daughter of my father, Ubas Av Mutaris Leben Noach, and such a relation is permitted to someone who's a ben noach she'ein avos leben noach elilim uchidela ames dvar v'heshiva kein. In order to strengthen and to make his words true, that's the reason why he responded. Vim time, if you're going to say v'haloi bas achiv haisa, she was the daughter of his brother, not the daughter of his father, meaning they weren't really sisters. So he answered bnei banim harein kebanim. First of all, grandkids are like children. V'arehi bita shel terach, and she was the daughter of terach. V'chein hu aimer light. He also said about light ki anashim achim anachnu, that we're brothers, even though he wasn't brothers with light. But this is considered like a brother or a sister. sister. Achle bas imi, Haran me'em acheres haya. Haran was from a different mother. And Pasuk Yigimel and Rashi, Avram continued saying, Vahikasher hisu oisi, when Hashem caused me to wander, so I asked her to say that she's my sister. Vahikasher hisu oisi, Rashi says, Unklas tirgim ashe tirgim, v'yesh li yashiv oi dover dober alafanov. We could explain it this way, k'sheitziani kosh baruchu m'beis avi, lias m'shaitet v'nod m'makam l'makam, when Hashem took me out of my father's house to have me wander from place to place, v'yadati she'evrim k'im r'shaim, and I knew that I was going to go through a place that had wicked people, so I said, this is going to be the chesed you could do with me by saying that you're my sister. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yudal, Vaikach Avimelech, and Avimelech took Tzayin Ubakar, Vavadim Ushvachas, flocks and cattle and servants and maidservants, Vaitain Lavram, and he gave them to Avram, Vayashiv Loi, and returned to him Esara Ishtai, Sarah his wife. Vayyam Avimelech, and Avimelech said, Hine Arti Lefanecha, behold, my land is in front of you, Vatayv Beinecha Shev, whatever's good in your eyes, you can live over there. Ulisara Almayr, and to Sarah he said, Hine Nusati Elef Kasef Lachicha, behold, I've given 1,000 pieces of silver to your brother, Hine Hu Lach Susainaim, it should be as an eye covering for you. For everyone that's with you, and you shall be vindicated to all. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezvav. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudal, Vayitain Lavram. Why did he give Avram all these presents? Kadesh Spais Vispal Olive. First of all, so that he would be appeased and that he would daven for Avimelech to get better. Pasuk Tezvav and Rashi, Hine Artzel Fanecha. Avol Pari Amarlai. Pari had told Avram after he had kidnapped Sarah and given her back, Hine Ishtacha Kachvalech. Take your wife and you should go, you should leave Mitzrayim. Lafisha Nisriari, because Pari was afraid, Shamitzrim Shtufe Zima. Since the Mitzrim, they were steeped in immorality, he was afraid that they would start up again, so therefore he told Avram, you just better leave Mitzrayim. Pasuk Tazayin Rashi, Ulusar Amar, Avimelech Chvaida. Avimelech told Sarah for her honor, Kedei Lefayas, in order to appease her. Hine Asisi Lach Kavidze, I've done this honor for you. Nosati Mamon Lachich, I gave money to your brother, Shamar to all of you said about him, Achiu, that he's my brother. Hine Hamamon Rakavidze, behold this money and this honor, it should be Lach for you, Kisus Einaim, an eye covering. Lachal Asheritach, and for everyone that's with you. Yichasu Einaim Shlei Kiluch, they should cover their eyes so that they don't treat you lightly. If I would have sent you back empty-handed, so then perhaps they would have said, after he treated her bad and he degraded her and he abused her, he just gave her back. Now, that I now have to give tons of money and I have to appease you, you, Yaidim, everyone's going to know that I gave you back against my will via day nes, and it was because of a nes that happened. And with all the people of the world, you're going to be vindicated. Now you're going to have a way that you can discuss to argue, and you could show these things that are recognizable. Techacha in every place means bear dvarm, just a clarification of what happened. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudzayin. Vayispal Avram Elokim and Avram Davin to Hashem. Vayirpa Elokim Avimelech Ves Ishta Vamoisa Vayeledu. And Hashem healed Avimelech, his wife, and his maidservants, and they gave birth, meaning they were released. Ki Atzar Atzar Hashem Be'ad Kol Rechem Ves Avimelech, because Hashem had stopped up all the orifices in Avimelech's house. Al Dvar Sarah Eshes Avram, because of the word of Sarah, the wife of Avram. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudzayin. And they gave birth, so it doesn't actually mean they gave birth. Kitarguma, it's like Targum translates it as ve'is revachu, and they were opened up again. Niftachu nikvehim vaitziu, their orifices were opened once again, and then they were able to let everything out. Vehi leida shalahem, and that's considered their giving birth. They weren't actually necessarily giving birth. It just means that whatever was stopped up inside was able to come out now. Pasuk Yudchasen Rashi, ba'ad kol rechem keneged kol pesach, that means corresponding to every opening, it was closed up. Al dvar sara, because of the matter of sara, al pi dibur shal sara, this means because of the word of Sarah, she said that it should all be stopped up, and that's what happened. And back to Chumash Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Vashem Pakad Asar Kasher Amar, and Hashem had remembered Sarah like he said. Vayas Hashem Lo Sarah Kasher Diber, and Hashem performed for Sarah like he said. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Aleph. Vashem Pakad Asar, Hashem remembered Sarah. Somach Parsha Zu. The reason why this Parsha is right after the whole story with Avimelech is Lametcha to teach you. Shekom Vakish Racham Machaveri, Vuhutzar Chalesu Davar. If someone begs for mercy for his friend and he needs that same thing, Hunan Atchil, he's going to be answered first. Shenamar says, Vayispalo, that Avram davened. V'samach lein, right afterwards says, V'Hashem pakad Sarah, Hashem remembered Sarah. Shepakada kvar koinim shiripes Avimelech, Hashem remembered Sarah before he healed Avimelech. Pakad Sarah kasher amar behera yoin, he remembered her by making her pregnant. Kasher diber beleda, like he said, that she was going to have a child. V'hechan hi amira v'hechan hu diber, and where was this amira and where was this diber? Amira was by yoimer, like him, avol Sarah ishtacha, and the diber is haya devar Hashem al Avram, b'vris ben habasarim, this is at the bris ben habasarim, v'sham nemer, over there it says, lo yirash chazeh v'hevi hayarish Sarah, you're going to have someone who inherits you from Sarah. Vayas Hashem l'Sarah kasher diber la'Avram, like he spoke to Avram, Hashem performed for Sarah and he made her pregnant. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, Vatahar, and she conceived. Vatelud Sarah la'Avram bein l'skunav, and Sarah gave birth to Avram, a son, in his old age, la'mayit asher diber oiser l'kim, at the time that Hashem had spoken to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Rav Yudan Rav Chama, they have an argument about this. Rav Yudan Amir, he says, Malamit shenol l'tes chadashim, this teaches that she had a baby after 9 months. That's shalo yomru, that other people shouldn't say. Avimelechu, that she actually became pregnant in Avimelech's house. Reb Chama Amar, he says, Lazayin Chadashim, she had a baby after 7 months. Lamayra Asher Dibar Oisei, Dimalol Yasei, the time that he had spoken to him about, as Hamayra Asher Dibar Vakava, this time he said and he had set, that's exactly the time that it happened. Kshamar Loi, when he told Avram, Lamayra Asher Alecha, at this time I'm going to come back to you, Sarat Loi Srita Bakaisol, he made a scratch, he made a mark in the wall. Amar Loi, and he told him, when the sun comes to this mark next year, Taylid, she's going to have a baby. And back to Chumash Pasuk, Gemel Vayikra Avraham Hashem B'nai Anoylid Loi, and Avram called the name of his son that was born to him, Asher Yolda Loi Sarah, that Sarah gave birth for him, Yitzchak, he called him Yitzchak. Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak B'nai, and Avram circumcised Yitzchak his son, Ben Shemayin Yamim, when he was 8 days old, Kasher Tzivah Yisraelikim, like Hashem had commanded him. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fifth Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.